What the fuck? What is she doing?
Hey, miss, pull over. Never mind who I am. Just, if you keep driving like that, you'll flip your car over and go down the side of this hill. Pull over.
Jeez. What the hell is wrong with her? Too much to drink? Hey, you okay? Hey, it's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you or come near you. Sorry if I scared you. I just wanted to see if you needed my help. You know, you're driving around with a flat tire, miss. Oh, you know? Then why are you still trying to drive? I mean, if I saw that I had a flat, the first thing I'd do is pull over. Damn, you're feisty, stranger. You must not be from around here. Ah, that explains it. Sorry then. I didn't realize that you were just in town for the weekend. Look, we got off on the wrong foot. I'm Billy, and I swear I'm not a complete asshole or some kind of kidnapper. I'm just a local around here. Yeah, it's... Yeah. Pleased to meet you. I could tell you from out of town, it's kind of easy to spot the locals. Yeah, no, I live right up the road you just came down. Some of my buddies are in town for a guy's trip, and we're staying in this little beach house, and these condos are... Oh! Yeah, you too? Not surprising. It's a big touristy spot. Some of my buddies ain't locals, so a good local friend like me has to introduce them to this beautiful town. Yeah, they're all Southern. Since you asked. Why? You like dudes from the South, stranger? At least I got a smile out of you. And I distracted you from your situation. See? I'm not that bad. Now, let me see this flat you've got here. Come on, come check it out with me. It is your car, after all. Damn. This is a rental? So you're vacationing here for just the weekend with your girls? It was just a guess. You ain't the first city girl who decided to come to the countryside for a summer getaway. Well, rental or not, it's still your car, little miss. And let me tell you, you're in deep shit if you fuck up a rental. Let's be glad it's just a flat. Well, it ain't that bad. Nothing a good pump of air from a tire pump can't do. You got one? Well, of course you do. In the trunk. You did check your trunk before you started driving, right? Wait. So, the rental people didn't put a car pump in the trunk and you never checked beforehand. Jeez, girl, you cannot be this reckless. That's so dangerous. Hey, wait, hold up. Where the hell are you going? Away from me? I thought we had established I'm not a kidnapper, little miss. I swear, I'm not gonna hurt you. Okay, yeah, a little asshole-y for that. I'm sorry, but can you blame a car mechanic? And yes, that is what I do. I know my cars, and I've seen some pretty nasty accidents that's happened just from a flat. Are you sure you don't need my help? So, what are you gonna do then, huh? You gonna just fix it yourself? See, that is where you're wrong, little miss. There is no service out here, so you can stop pretending to call someone. Or look on Google for a mechanic to come out here when you got one standing right here. And don't even tell me you're thinking about walking back to your condo that's like 5 miles away and you'll never make it. Damn, why are you being so stubborn? Are you like this with all guys? Yeah? I'm sure you're a catch in the city then. Okay. If you would allow me to talk for a bit and not flame me every time I breathe, maybe I can help you. Look, my chop shop is literally right up the road from here. I was just out here for an appointment, but it's not happening until 4. Leave it up to someone to schedule a car fix during my gas trip. I usually have a pump in the back of my truck, but one of my guys took it. You still look like you don't believe me. You see the logo on the side of my truck and the tools in the back seat? I'm not gonna catch a case for you, darling. Trust me, my shop ain't worth it. Or my truck. That's my baby girl. I ain't risking that. And if you are truly that resistant to me helping you out, you can just call your girls or somebody to come out here for you. There is Wi-Fi at my shop. I'll even let you sit in the back seat with my tools. I'm sure you'd love to take a hammer or a screwdriver to my skull, given the chance. I knew that would get you. So hostile. I guess it can't be helped since you're a city girl. Come on, in you go. You can sit in here with the AC while I hook your car up to my truck. It's only an 8-minute drive or so to my shop, so you won't have to be stuck in here with me for long. Oh, yeah, of course, because your face definitely doesn't read disappointment at being stuck on the road with me. Okay, little darling. Whew, all finished. I actually meant your rental, not you. But if you want me to call you that, I can. You just don't give me the impression that you like pet names, though. Anyway, I'm done. Your tires are all good, and I cleaned up the front. There was a lot of sand in there. So, thanks for waiting. Not that you had a choice, but I figured I'd thank you anyway. Yeah, it was really no trouble. It didn't take too long either. Did you call your friends and let them know you're here? Good. Well, if you want, you can head out now. Nah, it's free of charge. Don't worry about it. Well, what you can do for me, however, is put a good little review for me on Yelp and never, ever drive with a flat again. Even if you do get stranded, it's better to be stranded than dead. Why? Why do you not drive with a flat? Oh, you mean why I'm not charging you? I mean, do you want me to? Because I can, but I'm sure you would have thought I was even more of an asshole than I came off earlier. Besides, it's your vacation. Who wants to pay for a car fix on their vacation? You still want to repay me? Well, what do you propose, little miss? Why do I keep calling you that? Simple. Because you're small, and I'm a whole head taller than you. Do you not like it? You can be honest. Oh no, you can't. And why is that? Is it because you're afraid you'll have to admit your undying attraction to me? Please, darling. You think I didn't see your eyes staring dead at my hands when I was driving? Or ogling my arms while I was asking you to pass me the tools. Don't lie. Don't you know it's rude to lie to people who help you? So you were. Well, what would you say if I told you that I had my eyes on you too? Since I saved you from that car, actually. That little sundress caught my eye immediately. I couldn't help but wonder what or who you were wearing that sexy little number for until you mentioned you were vacationing in my little coastal town. You was looking to get some vacay dick, weren't you? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean summer romance. Either way, you had every intention of coming here for some attention. And if I didn't know better, I'd say you want that attention from me. Would I be right? Still so stubborn. What could I possibly do to make you admit it? You don't know. And you're a brat too, apparently. But then again, only a brat would make as much of a fuss as you did earlier. Maybe I could wrap my big arms around you like this. Or I could stare you dead in the eyes and make every little quip and smart-ass remark in that head of yours disappear. Like this. Or maybe I could slowly lean in and kiss you and give you the time to say no and push me away. And then realize you're not and keep going. Like this. Now, wasn't that nice? An asshole don't kiss like that, does he? Don't answer that. I can show you that I'm much better, though. I'm way better with my hands on you than I am on a car. Besides, you're the one who said you wanted to repay me somehow. Well then, with your consent, of course, I'd really like to kiss you again. And any part of you that you want. Oh, thank fuck. I've been waiting to get my hands and lips on you. Oh, this really is some dress, little miss. I'm glad my boys didn't see you and scoop you up before I could. Maybe I was meant to find your ass in that rental today. What do you think? Maybe. Oh, that won't do for me. Perhaps I should get you out of that dress and show you. Or maybe you can get out of it yourself and let me watch you. I'll lean against this rental and not even touch you until you do. You've got to work for this, little miss. Oh, fuck. You did not waste a moment. Oh, my God. Fuck, darling. See what happens when you listen? You get what you want. Come here. Oh, I want to feel those tits against me. And finally get them in my mouth. Oh, fuck. Fuck, these are some nice fucking tits. Fuck. Keep it down. Come on, little miss. We don't want the entire town hearing you, do we? Or do I have to make you quiet? How? Well, my fingers always suffice. Let me watch you suck on them for a while. Give that smart mouth something else to do instead of argue and protest. That's a good little darling. Fuck. I bet the rest of you is even prettier than that mouth and these tits. Bend over that fucking car hood. I want to see all of you. Oh my God, little miss. Look at you. You're practically soaked for me. Don't mind if I fucking do. And while I do this, you better keep that pretty mouth quiet. I don't need my staff or my clients hearing any of this. Although, that does kind of turn me on. Oh, fuck, you taste so sweet. Fuck, what a treat. After all this, I was going to spend the rest of my day with a beer. Then I run on the beach. But none of that compares. Seeing a pretty little brat like yourself. Bent over the hood of a car. Until I'm fucking your pussy. Oh. How's it feel, huh, little darling? Is my mouth good enough? How about these hands? Yeah, I know you love them. Maybe you want to feel them on that ass. Oh. Maybe these fingers. Gliding along that clit. Oh, that little squeak was cute. You know, for a stubborn little thing, you sure are a needy little slut. What was that gasp? You not like me calling you a slut? Oh, don't lie to me either. Oh, darling, your honesty is getting to me. Hey, you can feel my cock pressing up against your leg, can't you? Let me just stand up and brush up behind you so you can really feel it. Fuck. Yeah. Does it feel better like this? A nice hard cock slipping and sliding against that wet pussy. I haven't even taken myself out yet, and you're squirming all over the hood of your rental. What would you rather have, darling? This hard dick or my tongue? What do you want to make you come right now? And think very carefully about this, because we'll have to make it quick. My appointment is in about 35 minutes, and I'm sure they'll show up early. Oh, you want my dick? Of course you do. Why else would you be pushing that ass into me? Are you thinking you can just get whatever you want by wiggling around all over my cock? No. You're going to do something for me first. Unless you want another swat on that ass. Beg for me. Beg for me to fuck you, and I'll give you what you want. Move those pretty lips for me, and plead for me to slip this dick inside of you. Oh, that's a good girl. Quiet down now while I do this, okay? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You feel fucking amazing. Oh. How do you feel this good, darling, huh? How do I feel? Oh, fuck. Are you just in heaven as much as I am? Oh, I fucking bet you are. Oh, I can see those lashes fluttering. Oh, and I feel that cunt squeezing around me. Oh, you love this shit. You barely know me. Oh, I would have thought that either one of us would be here, huh? I bet you wanted a hot southern guy to come across and find you on that road. Oh, but that's why you wore that dress. Hoping you'd get fucked somewhere, somehow today, despite your situation. Oh, now look at you. Oh, letting the same guy you thought was a total asshole fill up your fucking pussy. Oh, rearrange your guts. Oh, and pound you against your rental car. Shh, keep that voice down. We're off to make you. Oh, you can't help it. Oh, you've given me no choice. I'm gonna have to cover up that mouth. Oh, it's probably for the best, because I need to fuck you harder. Tell me you want that too. Just nod your pretty little head before I fuck it dumb. Oh, good girl. Oh, then allow me to give you just what you've been searching for. For that little road trip. Oh shit. Oh fuck, that's my client. Oh, I knew they'd show up early. Oh, I've gotta answer it. Oh, you better keep it down. I don't need my customers knowing. Oh, I've got a slut in my office. Hey, Briggs. No, this ain't a bad time at all. You just get here, or are you here yet? Fuck. Oh yeah, I'm fine. I just finished the jog, so I'm a little out of breath. Fucking little brat. You're gonna regret this. So where are you? You ain't stuck on the road, are you? Because I'll come get you if you need me. And I'll come for you. Don't worry. Don't worry, darling. Just give me those fucking pretty whimpers behind my hand, okay? You're 5 minutes out? Cool. I'll be done in a bit. I'm just with another client at the moment. No, Briggs. No one could ever steal me from you. But she is very persuasive. I'll see you in 5, then. Oh, fuck. 5 minutes, darling. You've got 5 minutes with me in this cock, so you better make it fucking count. Yeah, fucking fuck me back and work for that cum. Show me how much you appreciate my kindness. Sorry, miss. Oh, I didn't hear you. Oh, my hand was too busy covering your mouth. What'd you say? You're gonna come. Oh, fucking do it then. Oh, show me how good my cock fucking feels. Oh, you better do it now, because I'm about to come too. Hold it. Hold your moans. Hold your moans. Oh, when you come for me. Fuck, I'm close. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. God. Oh, you're such a fucking good slut for me, little darling. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Hey, look at me. Give me those fucking lips. I want to make this last as much as possible. Now, what do you say? What do nice girls say when they get a nice load of cum? Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome, darling. Oh, fuck, that was good. Clearly for you, too. I want to say I'm sorry for the miss, but as pretty as my cum looks dripping down your thighs, I'm kind of not. Yeah. Don't worry, bratty girl. I've got tissues. Take as many as you need. But these cute little panties? Yeah, I'm taking these. I believe I deserve a little gift after giving you my kindness and my cum all in one afternoon. Oh, relax. We're staying right across from each other at the resort, right? You can get him back from me later tonight. Oh, then here's my card. He'll definitely need it for the rest of this trip. Give me a call if you ever need another fix me up.